We're having a fascinating discussion with Double Line Capital founder and CEO Jeffrey Gundlach. Jeffrey, you're just making a point about your strongest conviction on the future of the U.S. dollar. I want to explore this a bit further and help our viewers understand what some of the longer-term implications of this might mean, especially for the standing of the U.S. globally.
Well, the U.S. has enjoyed the status of sole reserve currency globally for decades, and it's an incredible benefit. We also have the biggest military in the world, which is kind of goes hand in glove with being a reserve currency, I think. But in the aftermath of the lockdowns and the pandemic that continues to wear on, the strongest economy in the world by far has been the Chinese economy. And the U.S. economy has bounced back with a lot of consumption. A lot of that consumption is going to China. It's one of the reasons China has such a strong economy. So what we're seeing is the United States is starting to fall behind in economic growth. That's not a new thing. That's been going on for a generation, the U.S. falling behind. But the Chinese economy is growing so rapidly that the estimates as to when the Chinese economy will be the largest in the world keep getting pulled forward. 20 years ago, it was thought to be 2050, the Chinese would be bigger than the U.S., and that was 2040. And now the estimates are maybe it's in the 2020s, maybe even 2028, the Chinese economy gets bigger. And China's made no secret of the fact that they want to be a global player and have at least a seat at the table of global reserve currency status. And they're spending like crazy on military and have also made no secret of the fact that they want their military to be dominant, maybe the biggest in the world. Also, they have huge savings in China. They have a culture of savings. They sort of the gold medalists of saving historically. And so when you put all those things together with the U.S. growing debt like crazy, we have debt to GDP that is fueling the majority of our so-called economic growth. So is it really economic growth when you borrow money or print money, send checks to people who turn around and buy goods on Amazon in addition to maybe paying down debt and speculating, and these goods come in from China? So we're running our economy in a way that is almost like we're not interested in maintaining global reserve currency status or the largest military or global, let's call it, superiority or control. And so as long as we continue to run these policies and we're running them more and more aggressively, we're not pulling back on them in any way. We are looking at a roadmap that is clearly headed towards the U.S. dollar losing its sole reserve currency status. And I feel that as long as we run these policies, it's almost certain that that's going to happen. And because of that, the dollar should be going down. The value of the dollar is so high because we enjoy global reserve currency status, and we don't really respect it enough. We take it for granted, I guess. We seem to take a lot of things for granted these days in the United States, relative to how we thought about things in prior decades and generations. And I believe that we're setting the stage for us to, unfortunately, I use the word enjoy. I guess that's an experience, I suppose I should say, the consequences of our actions, the way we've been running a non-serious economic program now for really since 1980, but it's really accelerated so much in the past decade, and there's no signs of it abetting. So that's the reason why the dollar is going to go down, and it's already peaked. I mean, it peaked at the Dixie Index at 103. There was a double top in January of 2017, and then right after the pandemic hit, and now we're living down about 10% lower. And I believe the dollar is going to take out the lows of the past down cycle. See, the dollar has been in a series of declining highs for decades. It goes back to the 80s. And for that reason, I think when we get to the next break to the lower level, the dollar is going to go past the most recent low of around 80 and even take out the low of 70. So I think there's easily 25% downside in the U.S. dollar. And with stocks so overvalued, versus historical metrics, it means that other stocks, for U.S.-based investors, buying stocks in foreign currencies, right now I prefer the euro, ultimately will be emerging markets, maybe starting next year, that's going to be the place to be.